37.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We do an interactive program, and we've got an interactive website. You can go to the website. You can link to blog posts or news stories or videos or whatever you want to link to, and other people can vote them up or vote them down, whatever they wish to do. You can do the same with theirs. It's freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the information you want gotten by nationally syndicated talk show hosts gotten. So go to freetalklive.com. We do, however, have a special guest this evening. I've got Mark Warden, and if you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know Mark Warden is the Porcupine Realtor. Mark, you there?
I'm here, Mark and Julia.
Now, it is interesting as being the Porcupine Realtor is, you are also a representative in the New Hampshire House of Representatives. Is that right?
That's right. As some of your listeners know, it's practically a volunteer job since we don't get paid much in New Hampshire, but I do spend two or three days a week up in the Concord in the State House. That's right.
And you were recently named by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I think it was last year's Legislator of the Year.
Yeah, I earned the highest rating for pro-liberty voting record.
Now, did somebody else get it this year? I know that they had their little rating this year, too.
Yeah,
right?
It was Paul Brown who got it the second year of the term.
Excellent. Well, we'd hate to see the same person getting it over and over again. You know, spread the wealth a little bit. So recently you have, I'm going to wax conspiratorial for just one second here. You have been getting some attention from some people who have wanted to draft you for governor. Is that right?
Yes, I've heard that too.
Yeah, you're not ready to go ahead and commit to anything like that, and I didn't bring you on to commit to that. But I just want to kind of give people a foundation for what might be going on here. You know, so if it's being heard on one side of the aisle, it's being heard on the other, that perhaps that you might be a contender for the governorship. And I guess there's been a little hullabaloo over something you said in an interview. Can you, make it clear to us what happened there?
Yeah, sure, man. This is quite the firestorm that happened. It was during last week, one of our committee meetings. I'm on the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee in the State House. And we're going through a number of bills that day, and each bill gets debated on by the committee members. People try to ferret out the important parts and discuss pros and cons of said legislation. And this one had to do with when police come to the door of a domestic abuse or domestic violence call, whether they have to arrest one person or not, and if they should arrest both or neither. And we were having a discussion. And also there were a couple other bills that were similar that addressed whether what kind of action should be done in domestic abuse cases. So anyway, during the part of the discussion, I brought up the point that basically what I said was that it might be said that people in those types of situations may like their abusive relationships. Now, I misspoke because nobody likes being in an abusive relationship, of course. That'd just be silly. But the point was, and I explained it further, was that there are a lot of dysfunctional relationships.
Yep.
And what I meant to say is that often in relationships, in abusive relationships, the person still loves or likes the other, right?
Sure.
People all the time, they stick it out in terrible relationships, even when a person is abusing him emotionally or physically. So that was the point, and unfortunately, some liberal blogger in the room heard that and totally took it out of context and tweeted it and put it on our Facebook page, and then it just went viral.
Yeah, I felt like when I heard the statement, and I think it was something like, you know, some people seem to enjoy, you know, this is what she said, I don't know what you said, but some people seem to enjoy abusive relationships or something. Now, when I heard it, what I thought to myself is, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the relationship that we have with the state, whether it's the state of New Hampshire or the United States or, you know, people in Albania, is an abusive relationship, and people seem to love that thing. And so, I mean, you know, that's what I immediately thought of at the time, but it just seemed like a statement that could be easily taken out of context and was to me.
Yeah, it's really a small thing. It was a non-issue as far as I was concerned. But the liberal media and the bloggers just have this amazing spin machine. And as I said, it went viral and caused quite a bit of a firestorm. And I was getting calls from people around the country telling me I didn't understand domestic violence. that wasn't even the discussion on the bill. But really, my point on the bill was that there are a lot of dysfunctional personal relationships, and how much we want the government to insert itself in those relationships.
Right, and right? It's a difficult situation when it comes to this, is because, you know, no longer can one press charges. That doesn't exist anymore in the criminal justice system. I think it did in the past, but it doesn't exist now. You can't press charges. The state presses charges, and they decide when a case is dropped. So, you know, I mean, I have seen and talked to people where, yeah, there was a physical altercation inside of the relationship. You know, one person struck the other or both struck each other and that kind of thing. And, they feel like they can get past it, they can move past it, and that they don't want the police involved or the legal system or whatever.
It seems like that would not help the situation in any way.
It might be helpful if you were talking about, somebody, because it's difficult to get out of an abusive relationship, as I understand it. I mean, like, your finances can be mixed. The person can oftentimes will walk right through that restraining order.
Well, it's difficult to get out of any relationship when you're living together, especially. I mean, it's just complicated.
Right. And often there are children involved, which further complicates the matter. And, of course, often one spouse is the breadwinner and the other is not, so there are economic or financial reasons. But I made a point that people should feel free to leave these relationships. And then I got all sorts of crap that, it's not that easy to leave. But the fact is that a lot of these bad relationships are have a factor of psychological and emotional dependency.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's the problem, is these people just aren't that smart, or they're in, maybe that's not the right thing to say. They feel like they can't get up. They feel like they're stuck. But maybe they're not, right? Maybe with the right counseling, with the right professional help, maybe with the right support system from their family or their friends, they really could get out and make a go of it on their own. So I thought my comments were empowering, and that's what I want people to believe, is that, hey, if you're in a bad relationship, you can get out. There are resources there. Get back out. And even better, folks, don't get into a bad relationship to begin with.
Yeah, it's difficult,
right?
To know.
You need to do a better job of vetting your partner before you getting married or moving in. So the liberals came out just, and I think their whole point was they love victimhood and they thrive on victimhood as the source of jobs and other things. So mine was empowering. Their approach was more, I think, debilitating and telling these people that they can't get out.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that it's hard to get out of relationships. I don't know. I've never been in an abusive relationship, but it's been difficult to extricate myself from relationships in the past. I would hope that one could, walk away. But I think that to some extent people do have that emotional attachment, and they that emotional attachment, you know, when an abuser, it's the kind of the cycle of abuse, is the abuser abuses and then apologizes profusely and says it'll never happen again. And you'd think after, you know, getting hit real hard three times or something that, you know, maybe that's a maybe now we have a pattern and it's time to, you know, do something about that. I don't know. I think everybody's circumstances is their own, but I think we'd be better off if the victim could press criminal charges or drop criminal charges rather than having the state just try a one-size-fits-all kind of system.
And that's the way the law works as it is. So I was trying to bring up the point that we need some some open minds and taking a look at this. And you guys know me. I'm a nonviolent guy. I believe in the non-aggression principle. So certainly nobody condones assault or abuse or battery, psychological or physical. And that's the message I think we need to take away from this.
Mark Warden, thanks for coming on and explaining the kerfuffle that you had here. And I hope that we've managed to shed some light on your opinion.
Nice talk with you, Mark, and with Julia.
Thanks, Mark. 855 453 Free Talk Live, your opinion. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1579.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.19.25, $809.63 for a half ounce, or $404.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.19.25, $809.63, and $404.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. 1-800-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here. And normally we have Skype available as a call-in method, but yeah, I don't have the password, and Ian's got the thing shut down, so, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we might be able to get it up later, but right now the phone lines are 855-450-FREE. The phone line's brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and, you know, accounts receivable are kind of a pain for you, SACL CAI can handle them for you. They'll handle them in a way that treats your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI. Julia, I've got a story here that I found kind of interesting. Up until now, you know, marijuana has been, what, a Class A drug? Is that what they call it?
Yes.
I think
it's Schedule 1.
It's
ABC in Canada and the UK, but it's the same principle. I think it's Schedule 1 in
the United States. So it's just, it still is Schedule 1 according to the federal government, but
yes,
there have been a couple of states that have legalized recreational use. Washington, and is it Colorado?
Yep.
Okay. And so that we haven't really seen a lot of, I don't know, studies on marijuana. And this isn't a study. This is an anecdotal kind of study. But it looks like some news agency or another went and did a, an on-the-scene report, CNN. And they took three drivers, you know, one a young lady who was in her, like, her 20s or something like that, and then she was a heavy user, a medical marijuana user. She's got back pain. And anyway, I don't know. I mean, the lady could have, she did not appear to be anything but a stoned 20-year-old driving a car.
I feel bad giggling about it because I think that there definitely are people out
yes.
there who could really benefit from using marijuana for pain.
Yep.
But obviously there are quite a large number of people who jump on the bandwagon. And my understanding, especially in California, is that it's not really that hard to do.
This was in California. I believe this was in Washington. If I'm mistaken on that, I apologize. I don't. It mentions Washington and Colorado. I think that this was done in Washington. I could be wrong. But, you know, as I understand in California, to speak to your point, that there's all kinds of alternative medicine doctors that'll just dish out a...
Yeah,
you know,
and I don't care.
I don't either.
You know, that doesn't bother me at all.
I think that marijuana should be legal for people to use for pain and to treat diseases, and I think marijuana should be legal for people to use recreational.
I agree.
I think that if you just make it legal for people to use medicinally, that you will have hangers-on, and maybe even a majority of them are hangers-on.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Because as far as I'm concerned, if it's 1 or 2% of people that, if it's one, if it's 100 people out of you know, the tens of thousands that have these cards that gets treated, you know, and helps them, I think it's totally worth it. But anyway, this lady didn't seem that way to me. I could be wrong. There was a guy who was in his sort of middle age, I think like late 30s, and he was a weekend user of marijuana. And then there was a guy in his 50s who was what called an occasional user of marijuana. And they took these three people and they put them through a little drive-in test. They had the coppers, they had at least one copper there. They had a driver's ed guy. They had these cones set up for people to go through the course.
You know, I have to say, just when you were describing that, it sounds like it's not really that good of a test because you've got three completely different age groups. So a 50-year-old driver right off the bat theoretically has 30 years of driving experience on the 20-year-old driver.
Yeah, well, the 50-year-old driver did the worst.
okay, but you see where I'm going with
this,
right?
I get where you're coming from. It isn't, like, total science.
Right.
But this is a news story, and they had to kind of spread things out.
I get it.
And, you know, I got this from libertycrier.com. It's a YouTube video. I guess it says the name of the YouTube video is Drivers Stoned on Marijuana Test Their Driving Skills. And it's from KIRO, but it has a CNN logo on it, too, so I don't know if they picked it up or what happened. But anyway, so they took the people through the course, and they started out, they'd take, they smoked, three-tenths of a gram, which isn't a lot of marijuana, but the medical, the heavy, okay. unit, the heavy medical marijuana user, she showed up stoned.
Of course.
And then they had them, you know, smoking. Now the you know, the occasional user, this guy's like, I'm feeling a little stoned. Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, I feel nothing. And they took everybody through the course, and you know, there was some minor mishaps, things that you know, like a curb check, that kind of thing. But nobody, until they were more than five times the legal limit, none of them had any kind of mishap.
What is the legal limit, and how do they determine it for smoking marijuana?
I believe it was 5 nanograms was the legal limit. And, you know, I know that they have a test out there that they can test how stoned you are right now.
Interesting.
Now, both of the other guys, when they started out, both of the other two, the occasional user and the weekend user, those two guys were at 0 nanograms. The medical marijuana user, that gal, Addie is her name, and Addie started out with the over the legal limit.
That's funny.
Yes. She drove there over the legal limit.
That's good.
Yeah, she was she's amusing, and it was well worth seeing her. She's cute and amusing, and
does she look stoned, or is it easy for you to tell?
I thought she seemed the opposite of stoned to me. She seemed really cavalier about the whole thing. You know, when I'm stoned, I'm going to drive more slowly.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going to be more careful and that kind of thing. She, you know, she's like, this is the only time I'm going to get to do this in my life. I'm taking it like Dale Earnhardt. And she's going around. Like, I think she might have drifted the car for just a moment in that course. It was really amazing to see her taking it around and that kind of thing. And frankly, she never did terribly. There was a situation where she bumped a cone while backing up. They had part of the course was sort of backing up. And, you know, try to imagine for a second, you're driving a car, there's a cone behind you. It doesn't come up to the level of like a telephone
right.
pole or anything like that. And I think all three drivers knocked over the cone at some point. But you're backing up and you can't see what you're backing up into.
Yeah.
You're supposed to figure out what's back there. I don't even understand that portion of the test. The test just seemed weird to me.
Yeah.
Back up here for a certain distance and don't knock over this cone you can't see.
I hate when I see road signs that say things like 500 feet, because, you know, I don't know how far 500 feet is. I really don't. I don't know the difference between 100 feet and 500 feet and 1,000 feet.
The bigger a measurement gets, the less you're going to know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's one thing to be able to guess how long is a foot. It's another thing to guess how long is 500 feet.
And I got no clue.
I think most people don't know.
Yeah.
I had a general idea because I used to drive home through this construction area that must have been there for 3 years in a row, and they had 1,500, 1,000, and 500,
huh.
And they had laid it out, so I had a general idea.
Right.
But they don't usually do this unless, of course, they're going to be construction for a decade. 855, 450 free. If you want to talk about smoking marijuana and driving, do you think it's too dangerous? Do you think it's no big deal? What do you think about this? 855, 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
855-450-FREE. We should probably talk about where Ian is. People are probably wondering. We brought on Mark Warden in the first segment there, and then I just went right into talking about this little study, I don't know, anecdotal study. I'm not exactly sure what to call it, from a local news station there picked up by CNN about people driving while under the influence of marijuana. But Ian is off, I guess he's running for school board here in Keene?
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's neck and neck, I'm sure. And
well, I don't know if you've listened to any of the other interviews, but there is one particular candidate who I feel like might have a chance.
Okay.
Conan, I don't know.
All right.
Well, he actually has a daughter.
Okay.
And so he's
Do like it if you have a child when you're running for school.
Well, I feel like it gives you a little bit more credibility in the area of school. They were asking him questions about school, and he was able to use her in the examples, and I think it sounds better. And then there is Ian and someone else, and neither of them have kids, and I don't know. I feel like it's an obvious troll, and they're probably not going to do so well.
I think it's sad that a person who doesn't have a child is excluded sort of in people's minds.
They make you pay for it.
Right. I mean, you know, like, all of us have to pay for this school that, you know, we may or may not have gone to and that we may or may not want to send our kids who may be hypothetical to. But for whatever reason, people seem to like somebody who either has a child in the school, recently had a child in the school, or, you know, maybe has been involved all the way through on the school board. Those are the kind of people that, they, for whatever reason, they feel like are invested and that they want to be on the school board. And I think it's sad, but and it's an interesting commentary on, you know, the system under which we live. But there's really nothing you can do about reality. And so, anyway, Ian's off running for school board, and I guess there's some kind of
candidates forum.
Yeah, candidates forum. I know there's going to be, like, ice cream and treats and stuff. That's about all.
Well, that'll get Ian there.
Yeah, right. It's free food.
Free ice cream.
But I don't know how Lady is going to be there. He may pop in for the end of the show. He may not pop in for the end of the show. I just don't know the answer. So if you absolutely positively have to get your dose of Ian, I can't guarantee what's going to go on this evening. I know that there must be people out there, right, that are just like chomping at the bit to hear.
You know, Ian, I used to really like Ian when I back when I was a listener and it was you and him. I was always on the side of Ian, but you were crazier back then.
Things have changed. I think that even both of us.
Yes,
early
he was different too.
You know, back in the 90s in radio, there was this phenomenon called the screamer. And if you want to know what a screamer's like, listen to Michael Savage. You know, I don't know whether his shtick has changed since I listened, you know, half a dozen years ago or whatever. It's been a long time since I've listened to a Michael Savage show, but that's what he was like back then. Like, you know, get off my phone! You know,
yeah.
Screaming and yelling and did, like, have an aneurysm on the radio. And that, at one point, was considered what you did in talk radio. It's not acceptable any longer, or at least to my mind. I don't know if talk radio's changed or I've changed, but I just don't want to have that conversation on the radio over and over again. You're bad and stupid! You liberal! Or whatever it is that one says. And I don't want to have that conversation over and over again. I think that it's, to me, it's much more interesting if somebody can be convincing on the air with someone else, and that you can have an exchange that way. And even if the other person's frothing at the mouth crazy, I think that you do better if you can keep your composure.
Which is hard.
I don't keep my composure every time by any stretch of the imagination. And I think that that also adds a little bit of interest to it. There certainly are people that want to hear, you know, Mark go off. No doubt about it. But I think that, you know, not knowing whether or not somebody's going to, you know, manage to keep their composure together also adds a little bit of mystery and interest to the program. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Ian may or may not be back and, you know, whatever. So Mark Warden called in the first segment, and we were talking about, you know, him being an influential representative here in New Hampshire. He's just one of more than 1,000 people who are in state for the Free State Project.
He must be doing a good job because they hate him. They hate him.
Well, in fact, the Democratic Legislative Committee, I believe, is what it was called. This is a national committee targeted him as one of the top 20 races in the country to win, and they didn't win against Mark Warden in Goffstown. So,
well, if you meet him, he's a nice, very approachable, like, respectable-looking guy.
Yep, sure is. He's tall and good-looking, and all those things. And that's you know, those things are good in politics. But he's very principled when it comes to the ideas of liberty. I believe he got something like a 99% on his rating as far from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And he's just one, as I said, of many people who have moved for the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is an idea to get 20,000 people to move to one state in order to have some kind of effect. They've had huge effects in the area of media. New Hampshire is undeniably the liberty media hub of the world. And further, you know, it's easier to set up media. Nobody can really stop you, especially right. in the age of internet. As far as politics go, you can see that there have been dozens of free staters elected to all kinds of different positions around the state. And probably even more important, I say is more important, is that these the free staters moving here have activated local liberty activists, people who are interested in liberty here in New Hampshire. And I think that there's going to be a big difference as to what goes on in New Hampshire as far as the ideas of liberty. If you're interested, if you want to be a part of this exciting time in human history, freestateproject.org. Go get signed up and start planning your move. You've got, you know, the 5 years from when we hit 20,000. We might do that in a year or two, so call it 7 years to make the move. So freestateproject.org. And you know what? If it takes you 8 years, we're not going to send out people to hit you in the knee and drag you.
Ian might.
Nah. You know, when it starts, when you start mentioning hitting somebody in the knee, he'd get all upset. 855, 450 free. So getting back to the story here from, it was from CNN, about these people driving the cars while under the influence of marijuana. I didn't even have to start reading it. I just kind of broke down the story as it occurred. CNN may have just posted their best piece of investigative journalism in a year. This is, by the way, an article about an article. This is from LibertyCrier.com. In the following video, three drivers of varying ages got incredibly high on marijuana. This one lady smoked more than, I think it was more than a gram in one sitting. I don't know. And it was, she was pretty high. A driver's ed instructor accompanied them in the car to avert any chances of an accident. A police officer watched from the sidelines to spot any visible signs of inebriation to their movements. The volunteers, a young daily smoker, adult, weekend smoker, and an elderly infrequent smoker, proceeded to test escalating levels of stupor against the new baseline legal limits in Colorado and Washington state. They had to reach excess of five times the legal limit before their ability to drive became impaired. In most cases, the danger they presented was driving too slowly or with frequent hesitations. So
that makes sense.
They weren't the worst drivers in the world even on this course. And what I want you to think about is the legal limit for alcohol is 0.08. Is that right?
Correct.
So what is five times that? 0.3?
0.4? Five times?
0.4?
Yeah, which is like deadly level.
Yeah, like you're dead at 0.4.
You're passed out for sure.
And I just, you know, it's interesting that this legalization of marijuana, and I guess maybe people are taking baby steps or whatever.
Sure.
But it's so difficult to change the state once they get ensconced in a particular area. So now they're deciding what the legal limit is for driving while inebriated on marijuana, and I think that they have the number too low, at least from looking at these tests. I would rather have it low than not at all, but it's disturbing. Can you guys think of reasons why this would be bad? Can you explain to me that how this limit being too low would be a bad thing, or is it too high? 855 450 free. Hi. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live with Mark. Ian is out and about and maybe back by the end of the show. It's hard to say. But you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about this interesting article here from LibertyCrier.com, reporting on another on a news piece from CNN where they had three people driving while intoxicated on marijuana.
This is interesting because there's really not been anything like this before. I mean, in the past, it's really been something that people just aren't willing to talk about.
Yeah, and there have been in other countries, there have been ratings, and it's difficult to get these things done in the United States simply because, well, it's such a illegal thing to have a marijuana in the United States. So, you know, whereas in other countries, it wasn't quite so illegal. It was illegal, but not so illegal as it was in the United States. So we didn't have, this isn't a scientific study, but it is an interesting test. So, real quick, I want to tell you about BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about turning your Federal Reserve note U.S. dollars into bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency. They're peer-to-peer. They're open source. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. And it's really interesting. Bitcoins keep on going up and up. And I have a lot of hope for bitcoins and what they represent in the world. But BitInstant.com is currently doing some site revisions. They're going to be back bigger than ever in just a couple of days. Keep an eye out for BitInstant.com, and when their site's back up, be the first one to give it a try and see what BitInstant.com is doing. That's BitInstant.com. Here from Liberty Crier. The test does offer some insights into a specter which has haunted us for years. Marijuana legalization. Last November, the country watched tame and good-natured celebrations sweep Colorado and Washington after their pro-marijuana ballot passed. The sudden complete lack of tension between public smokers and the police is wonderful to see. It was like two opposing armies finally laying down arms to rest, as if pot smokers are an opposing army. It was as if a part of America had leapt into a progressive future, giving the rest of us a glimpse into what might be. Could anyone deny that this was a microcosm of the future most have been waiting for? Despite resounding state-level calls to end the war on drugs, the DEA and the federal government still loom overhead with murky legal gray zones. When asked by Barbara Walters what his current stance on the issue was, Obama said he would not make it a priority to go after recreational users in states that have passed legalization initiatives. This evasive political response is to be expected. We weren't permitting drugs, but we won't fight the states on the issue. Perhaps it would be too much to ask for the president to fully legalize marijuana and end an obscene prohibition that imprisons millions of Americans. And, you know, I don't think it's too much to ask. Here's why. Now, when they made alcohol illegal, they felt the need to amend the Constitution, right?
Yes.
You know, it took, they kept on, different states would try it. There were the teetotalers out there. Alcohol prohibition was inexorably linked with the women's suffrage movement. This was an important point of order for many women at the time. I think that the vast majority of them cared more about the men in the household not drinking than they actually did about getting a vote. But they managed to pull both of those off. So they had to get this this amendment passed, and then they had to amend it to get it undone. Why didn't they have to amend the Constitution so that you couldn't smoke marijuana or do heroin or any of these other things?
Well, I'm not really amazing at the history of all of this, but I hear this kind of stuff over the years, especially on Free Talk Live. Isn't it true that the law that made marijuana illegal was some sort of weird tax stamp?
I don't know if that's still in effect, but that, you know, that would be the way that one would go about it. And this is why the legal system is just so disgusting. It's just so disgusting. I mean, if you're going to outlaw the use of some kind of drug, you know, let's go ahead and run it through the system, like
right,
the amendment system. At the very least, you get enough of the representatives of the people to agree to it. I mean, it seems crazy to me.
I would guess that since alcohol prohibition had just ended, they weren't sure whether or not they could actually get something like that passed.
They couldn't.
So they went about it a really weird way. And then I think the war on drugs, it was Nixon who really started that, right, in a major way.
But it was illegal. Cannabis was illegal, but they called it marijuana to make it
to give it a different name that people didn't know, so that
the representatives who voted on it didn't know.
Yeah,
like, you know, at this point, cannabis was a drug. It was prescribed by doctors, and the idea that somehow or another you were just going to stop that from happening, nobody would have done that if they would have known that we were talking about cannabis.
Yeah.
But this marijuana, we hear that Mexicans and black people smoke it, and when they do, they want our women, and it was, you know, all linked up in there with racism, and then, you know, companies that didn't want competition in I think it was Hearst that owned a bunch of forests and was a newspaper man and didn't want, and hemp's just a better way to make paper, and so they didn't like that. But absolutely, Barack Obama, the constitutional lawyer, could just go ahead and say, you know, I don't think that this is constitutional. And he doesn't have to wait for the Supreme Court to say it. He, as the executive, can ask that question, and somebody can take the case on down the line and ask the Supreme Court whether it's constitutional. But everybody swears an oath to the Constitution, and every one of those people, every politician swears an oath to the Constitution, and they're responsible to it in every way.
Well, I would say, in the very least, if nothing else, if I saw a politician, like, if Obama wasn't able to do anything about it, but he would actually come out and say, I do not support this, I encourage Congress or whatever to come out and repeal this law, I would would be a little bit more satisfied than just what always happens, which is like, well, let's avoid the question, not really answer it, try to appease both sides, and nothing changes.
Well, when he's running, he sounds much more pro-legalization. Consider that this was a guy in high school and college that smoked like a broke microwave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely foul and disgusting that the last three presidents have been drug users, specifically marijuana users, and they preside over a government that just keeps on throwing more and more marijuana users in jail. And I find it abhorrent. I mean, how can you possibly do this? Shouldn't they be locked up too? They did it. They've admitted to doing it over and over again. Isn't that enough to throw them in jail? Why doesn't some police officer just walk up and put some handcuffs on these people?
Because the Secret Service will wrestle him down.
Why don't they put some handcuffs on him? I mean, this to me, this is the problem here is that these law enforcement officers don't look like they care very much about the law.
They do care. I think they care about the law if it's us, the peons, that have been breaking it. But they certainly don't care when one of their own breaks it.
Right. I mean, Obama seems far more interested in appeasing the government workers on marijuana than he does the people that have voted for him. Not that I think that, what somebody votes on or doesn't vote on doesn't make something right, but
right.
He seems far more interested in those folks than he does in the voters themselves. I don't know. I find it very strange. Anyway, going on with the story here, an end to the obscene prohibition that imprisons millions of Americans, but if the political PR can be ignored, it is undoubtedly the right thing to do. For now, maybe the best tactic is to keep harassing citizens federally so they demand protection from their state and take the issue off Obama's plate entirely. So back to our drivers. The issue, many mothers are now concerned about children having a new intoxicant to affect their driving
skills. It's not new, lady.
How did the impaired volunteers actually do? Well, at a certain point, the substance had an undeniable effect on their ability to navigate a vehicle sensibly. They got these people stoned. I mean, these people were stoned.
That makes me sick just thinking about it.
The occasional user guy, he's like, I don't think I could continue smoking and get any more stoned. Like, that's stoned. Anyway, unlike drunk drivers, they were much more aware of their state and agreed that they were not on top of their game. Without overindulging, it seems people's critical thinking can be trusted more with a few hits than with a couple of drinks. When it comes to marijuana in America, there's still a long road ahead to change laws, perceptions, and behavior, but it's progress worth making, as long as it gets us away from misinformed stereotypes. So, we've said it over and over here on Free Talk Live, and I still am of the opinion that marijuana, better than alcohol.
I agree.
When it comes to people
and I don't
using
smoke
and driving.
Stuff.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Your opinion's welcome on this. Do you see how marijuana's more dangerous than alcohol? 855-450-FREE.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 25. 23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.